Good morning.
早上好。
It's good to be back with you to worship God again.
很高兴再次回来和大家一起敬拜我们的上帝。
Let's open in our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1. Our scripture reading will be verses 10 to 12.
请打开我们手中的圣经，翻到彼得前书第一章第十到十二节。这是今天上帝对我们说的话，我来读。论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难后来得荣耀是指着什么时候并怎样的时候。他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事不是为了自己，乃是为了你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。这是今天上帝对我们说的话。
As Christians, when we read our Old Testament, what should we be listening for?
作为基督徒，每当我们读旧约的时候，我们什么才是我们应该听到的呢？
The Old Testament contains for us stories that can serve for us as examples of how we ought to live and also stories of how we ought not to live.
旧约的故事呢，是为我们提供了正面和反面的例子，告诉我们如何生活。
But the Old Testament also contains for us commandments that we're required to obey.
旧约呢，也包含了我们必须遵守的命令。
But as we read our Old Testament, we especially want to know how it reveals to us the gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ.
但是我们读旧约的时候，更重要的是要用心了解旧约如何向我们启示耶稣基督的福音。
And that's because we believe that all of Scripture, both the Old and the New Testament, is about Christ.
这是为什么呢？这是因为我们相信所有的圣经，包括旧约和新约，写的都是基督。
Christ is promised through the types and shadows of the Old Testament.
旧约先知通过类型和影子所应许的就是耶稣基督。
And is revealed to us with even greater clarity and the promises being fulfilled in the New Testament.
随着这些应许的一一的应验，新约更加清晰地向我们展现了耶稣基督。
However, this isn't an interpretive grid that we as Christians impose on Scripture.
但是呢，我们作为基督徒呢，我们不想把这个强加的一些规条加在圣经上面。
On the contrary, our Scripture text today teaches us that this is the very way we are supposed to read our Bibles.
然而，我们今天的彼得这段经文呢？却教导我们，我们应该如何的正确的遵循这个方法来阅读圣经。
So this Christ-centered approach is the very approach that Peter himself is commending to us.
所以呢，这个以基督耶稣为中心的解经的方法呢，是彼得本人向我们推荐的。
In fact, Peter learned this way of reading scriptures from Christ himself.
事实上呢，彼得呢是从耶稣基督里学到这种方法的。
In Luke 24, Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection, and he spent 40 days with them, giving them their final preparations to be sent out as his apostles, his ambassadors.
在路加福音24章中呢，复活后的耶稣基督向他的门徒们显现，又和他们在一起40天，最后呢，预备他们，好派遣他们出去。做他的使徒和他的大使。
And part of what Jesus did during those 40 days was he opened up the Bible and he explained it to his apostles, including Peter.
在这40天当中呢，耶稣呢为他的门徒打开圣经，教他们如何读经，尤其是彼得。
To put into today's terms, Jesus gave his disciples a 40-day crash course on hermeneutics.
用我们今天的话说，耶稣给他的门徒办了一个40天的释经学的速成班。
In Luke 24, verses 44 to 46, Jesus says this to his apostles.
在路加福音24章44到46节里，耶稣对他的使徒们说，
These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead.
耶稣说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三天从死里复活。
So Peter learned that all of the Old Testament, that is, the Law, the Prophets, and the Psalms, were written to be fulfilled by Jesus Christ's suffering and his subsequent glories.
所以呢，彼得从耶稣那里学到的所有的旧约的律法、先知书和其他的写作，都是通过耶稣基督被害和随后的荣耀复活而得到应验的。
So we can say that all of Scripture is about Christ.
所以呢，我们说所有的圣经都是关于耶稣基督的。
So that means that this morning, as we look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 to 12, we want to understand how the Bible itself teaches us we ought to read it.
所以这就意味着呢，我们今天早上我们读彼得前书第一章十到十二节的时候呢，我们要弄明白圣经是要教导我们如何读圣经。
And so as we do that, we will see that the sufferings of Christ and his subsequent glorious resurrection were foretold by the prophets.
我们呢会看到先知们呢很早就预言了基督的被害和荣耀的复活。
This is how salvation by grace was achieved for all those who believe in Jesus.
这正是呢，我们说的，如何靠着神的恩典。
And so we'll...
Sorry. 旧约成就了那一切相信耶稣基督的人。
We'll also see that the message of the Old Testament prophets was given ultimately for us.
我们还会看到呢，旧约先知们所传讲的事情呢，是专门为我们而写的。
This message is the same gospel that the apostles taught with even greater clarity by the Holy Spirit.
这个好消息呢，和使徒们借着圣灵教导更为清晰的福音呢，属于同一个福音。
So before jumping into our text this morning, I want to give a quick summary of what you see in the first 9 verses.Of 1 Peter.
所以在我们看我们今天的经文之前呢，我想呢先跳到今天经文前面的九节，是教导如何圣经教导我们的救赎的教导。
Verse 10 references this salvation at the very beginning, so it's important for us to know what is this salvation that Peter is referring to.
那么因为我们今天经文的第十节呢，是参照了这个救赎的这个教义，所以在读我们今天经文之前呢，我们有必要简单的总结一下这条教义。
And so there are three things in this, in those opening 9 verses that we learn about our salvation.
所以在这前面的九节的经文里面呢，彼得呢说到三件事情。
First, that the grace of salvation is received through faith.
首先，救赎的恩惠是通过信心而领受的。
Second, salvation by grace was accomplished by our triune God.
那么通过信心，通过恩惠而领受的这个救赎，是我们三一真神他自己完成的工作。
Verse number 2 actually puts that salvation very clearly in terms of the Trinity. You see in verse 2, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
所以第二节里面呢，尤其说到这一点，是上帝圣父、圣子、圣灵对我们救赎所做的工作。
And the third thing is that God's people are being preserved in the faith until Christ's return.
那么第三条呢，是神的百姓在信心中呢蒙神的保守，直到耶稣再来。
So now as we turn to today's passage, verses 10 and 11 say that this is the very message of salvation that the prophets diligently searched for.
那么接下来呢, 我们来看我们今天的经文, 第10节到第11节, 说这正是先知们努力查考的救赎的福音。
So let's look together at verses 10 and 11.
那么我们一起来看一下第10节和第11节。
Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories.
那么经文是这样说的，论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明。 基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候？
So it was this message of salvation that Peter summarized in the first 9 verses of his epistle that was promised by promise and shadow in the pages of the Old Testament.
所以说呢，彼得在他这封信的前9节里总结的这个好消息，也是先知们在旧约的经文中通过应许。
This gospel of salvation by grace achieved by the promised Messiah is the message of the prophets.
靠着神的恩典，借着应许中的弥赛亚而成就的救赎的福音，就是先知们传讲的好消息。
So the Old and New Testaments do not offer two different plans of salvation.
所以呢，旧约和新约并没有给我们提供不同的福音。
It's one and the same.
这是一个福音。
The Old Testament prophesied of the grace that was to come, and the New Testament shows us how those prophecies were fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
旧约预言呢，将要来到的恩典，而新约则展示出这些预言如何借着耶稣基督一一的应验。
Question answer 19 of the Heidelberg Catechism tells us that it's through the gospel that God reveals to us his plan for our deliverance.
海德堡要理问答第19问说，正是通过神圣的福音，神让我们知道他自己是如何，他是如何，我们是自己是如何得救的。It
says God himself began to reveal this gospel already in paradise. Later he proclaimed it by the holy patriarchs and the prophets and foreshadowed it by the sacrifices and other ceremonies of the law. And finally, he fulfilled it through his own beloved son.
神首先亲自在乐园里启示了这福音，然后由族长和先知宣布，并由律法中的献祭和其他的礼仪预表，最后由他的爱子，独生爱子成就了。Verse
11 of our passage says that the prophets predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories by the Spirit of Christ.
我们今天经文的第11节说，先知们预先证明基督。 受苦难，后来要借着圣灵得荣耀。The
word there for predicted is a Greek compound word that means that they were called to be witnesses to these things before they had even taken place.
在原文的希腊文中呢，预言这个词是一个组合词。这个组合词呢，它的意思是目击者提供证词的一个动作，再加上一个前缀。
In Galatians chapter 3 verse 8, there's a similar compound verb that's used.
在加拉太书3章8节里面呢，也使用了类似的组合词。
That verse teaches us that the gospel of justification by faith alone was preached ahead of time to our father Abraham.
在那一节经文中呢，保罗说呢，这个圣经说呢，预先旧约圣经预先向亚伯拉罕宣讲了因信称义的福音。
This means that while the gospel message is presented with greatest clarity in the New Testament, it is the same gospel message that is found in the Old Testament.
这就是说呢，新约呢，以最高的清晰度向我们呈现了福音，而旧约呢，所呈现的呢，是一个完全一样的福音。About
this gospel message, the prophets of the Old Testament inquired diligently.
对于这个福音的信息呢， 旧约先知们早已详细地寻求考察。They
longed to understand what the Spirit of Christ was revealing in them and to know how and when these prophecies were going to be fulfilled.
他们渴望了解基督的灵向他们启示的是什么，这些预言会在什么时候应验，会如何应验。
And so this means that the prophets oftentimes prophesied even more than they knew.
这说明什么呢？这说明旧约的先知们预言呢，常常超出他们自己的认知。
In other words, sometimes the prophets themselves were not aware of all that was being revealed in their prophecies.
换一个说法呢，就是有时候呢，先知对自己说的呢，也不完全明白。
And so the prophets themselves searched the scriptures diligently and sought out further revelations from God in order to gain an even greater understanding of these things.
所以呢，先知们呢，要详细地考察圣经，向神寻求进一步的启示。想获得更好的理解。
Now, in saying this, we need to avoid the error of thinking that the prophets were just mindlessly receiving dictated prophecies that they jotted down with no understanding at all of what they said.
所以呢，在这里呢，我们要特别的警惕。说到这里呢，我们要特别警惕，避免坠入一个思维上的错误，就是认为先知们呢是一步一步的听写的机器，那么呢，他们不知道自己在说什么。
On the contrary, they did understand, but they were seeking even greater understanding of these things.
其实呢，恰恰相反，他们知道自己在说什么，他们明白也理解，只是他们要寻求考察更清晰准确的这样的理解。
We can take, for example, the psalm that we looked at a couple weeks ago, Psalm 16.
我们呢，可以用我们两个礼拜以前我们讲到的诗篇第十六篇作为一个例子。
In that psalm, David is expressing his own confidence in God, but he also makes detailed prophecies about his descendant, Jesus.
在诗篇十六篇里呢，大卫呢，表达了他对神的信心，但同时呢，他也对耶稣基督做了详细的预言。
David bears witness ahead of time that Jesus Christ's body would not experience corruption and that he would have joy forevermore at the right hand of God the Father.
大卫呢预先做出见证，耶稣的身体将不见朽坏，而且呢，耶稣要坐在神的右边，有永远的福乐。
The precise way that this prophecy was fulfilled by the Messiah was that Jesus was resurrected on the third day before his body saw corruption.
通过弥赛亚这个预言呢，得到了精准的应验。耶稣第三天从死里复活，他的身体未见朽坏。
And then he ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand of God the Father.
然后他说他升入高天，坐在父神的右边。
And so the prophecy David gave was true, and he believed it.
所以大卫的预言呢是真实的，他自己也相信这个预言。
We even see in the psalm that David was confident of the truth of these things.
所以呢。大卫对自己的预言呢，他是有信心的。
However, the specific time and the specific way that this prophecy was finally fulfilled is what the prophets longed to have greater understanding of. That's what they longed to know.
但是在大卫写作的时候，此时那个时候那一刻，大卫呢，他想知道这个预言应验的特定的时间和最终以什么方式应验。
The Apostle Paul helps us understand what is going on here in the final three verses of his epistle to the Romans.
保罗呢，使徒保罗也帮助我们理解这一点。他在罗马书最后三节中这样说。
He points out to us that the full meaning of this prophetic message was not made manifest until the first advent of Christ.
他指出呢，先知所传讲的福音的信息，他的最圆满的含义是在耶稣第一次降临之后才为世人所知晓的。
So we'll read Romans 16 verses 25 and 26.
我来读一下保罗在罗马书第16章25到26节中的经文。
Paul speaks about the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings,has been made known to all nations.
保罗呢，他说他所传讲的耶稣基督是照着永古隐藏不言的奥秘，这奥秘如今显明出来，借着众先知的书指示万国的民。
So what was sealed in prophecy is now unveiled and made known to all nations.
所以呢，是这个预言呢是被封存在旧约的福音里面，他现在把面纱给揭开了，让万国的民知晓。
And it's made known specifically by means of the Old Testament prophets.
这就是呢特地的，就是借着旧约先知的途径揭示出来的。
And we can see an example of how the prophets longed to understand these things in Daniel chapter 12, verse 8.
所以呢，我们从旧约的但以理书十二章八节里可以看到，旧约的先知们是如何的渴望了解这些事情。
Daniel says, "I heard, but I did not understand. Then I said, 'O my Lord, what shall be the outcome of these things?'"
但以理先知说呢，我听见了这话，却不明白，就说，我主啊。这些事的结局是怎样的呢？
Those were the very last words out of Daniel's mouth that are recorded in that book.
这是但以理先知书最后的几句话，所以他并没有得到答案。
And so we see clearly here that Daniel didn't have a complete understanding. So what did he do in response?
所以呢，我们在这里呢，清楚地看到呢，但以理先知呢，他对整个的完整的信息，他并没有一个认知。那他怎么办呢？
He inquired carefully so that he could have a complete understanding.
所以呢，他就仔细地询问，这样呢，好有一个更好的认识。
So how is it possible then that the Old Testament prophets could reveal mysteries to future generations that they themselves only partially understood?
这怎么可能呢？旧约先知向未来的世人传讲启示，连他们自己都不完全明白的福音的奥秘。
This is the difficult question that our passage presses us to think more about.
这正是我们今天要思考的一个很困难的一个问题。
And the key to understanding this question is to remember the dual authorship of Scripture.
回答这个问题的关键钥匙就是牢记圣经的双重作者身份。
That is that all of Scripture has two authors.
那么这就是说，所有的经文，所有的圣经都有两个作者。
There's the human author, so in the case of 1 Peter, that would be the Apostle Peter, and there's the divine author, God.
那么呢，首先呢，是一个，它是有人类的作者，就像彼得是彼得前书后书的作者。那么还有一个是神他自己作为作者。
Peter goes on to say in the next epistle, 2 Peter 1:21, that no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
彼得在他后来的彼得后书里面，就是一章二十一节中说，预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
Notice that the will of the human author isn't canceled out by the divine activity, but rather the human author is being carried in such a way that what he says carries the weight of divine authority.
所以这里呢，我们要注意呢，当人类的作者从神那里说话，他们的人性没有被撤销，而是他们被圣灵感动，所说的话带有神的权威。
The Princeton theologian B.B. Warfield helpfully summarizes the biblical concept of dual authorship for us in this way.
普林斯顿的一位学者叫 B.B. Warfield， 他对圣经的双重作者身份呢有一段精辟的论述。
The scriptures are the joint product of divine and human activities, both of which penetrate them at every point, working harmoniously together to the production of a writing which is not divine here and human there, but at once divine and human in every part, every word, and every particular.
就这句话不太好懂。圣经是神与人共同创作的结果，人与神两下同时穿透创作每一项内容，和谐的一起工作，从而创作出的文字不是非人即神，而是神人合作，神人合一，在每一个字节每一个字段中都是神人合一。
Because the prophet's writing is ultimately the word of God, even the prophets themselves couldn't plumb the depths of the promises that the Spirit was revealing to them.
正是因为先知的写作最终要成为神的话语，即便先知们他们自己也不能够下潜到这个 圣灵所漠视的经文里面这些应许当中去。
But these great gospel promises were revealed through the prophets for us who live after Christ's first coming.
但是呢，这些伟大的福音，这个伟大的福音的应许呢，是通过先知们的传讲，向我们这些生活在救赎历史另一面的人，也就是在耶稣基督复活后的人所揭示的。
Peter's telling us that we have a privileged position for understanding God's revelation because those prophecies were given ultimately for us.
彼得告诉我们，让我们意识到自己是如何的幸运，在认识神的启示这方面，我们是何等的幸运，因为那些先知的预言是专门给到我们的。
Since the prophecies were fulfilled by Christ, we who live on this side of Christ's first advent have recorded for us in the New Testament the fulfillment of what the Old Testament promised.
因为基督应验了这些预言，我们这些生活在基督第一次到来之后的人，新约为我们记录下了旧约应许的一一的应验。
This privileged position that we have is also something that Jesus Christ talks about in Luke chapter 10.
基督本人也告诉我们，我们是如何的幸运，处在何样的一个幸运的位置上，在路加福音第十章里。He
said this to his disciples, including Peter. It says, "Then turning to the disciples, he said privately, 'Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and do not hear it.'"
对彼得，包括彼得的和在内的使徒说：“耶稣转身暗暗的对门徒说，看见你们所看见的，那眼睛就有福了。我告诉你们，从前有许多先知和君王要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。”
So prophets like Daniel and kings like David longed to see these things.
所以呢，先知呢，像但以理这样的先知，君王像大卫这样的君王呢，他们都渴望知道这福音的清晰的信息。And
Peter and the disciples were the ones who then got to be the eyewitnesses of these things.
那么彼得和其他的使徒呢，他们在基督来临的另一面，他们有更清晰的福音。
And we have in the New Testament the records of their eyewitness testimonies for us.
所以呢，我们在新约里呢，有大量的使徒们对耶稣基督的见证。那么这些见证是为我们做的。B.B.
Warfield again has a helpful analogy for us.
那么B.B. Warfield呢，在这个上面呢，有一个很好的一个比方。He
says the Old Testament may be likened to a chamber richly furnished but dimly lighted. The introduction of light brings into it nothing which was not in it before, but it brings out into clear view much of what was in it, but was only dimly or even not at all perceived before. Thus, the Old Testament revelation of God is not corrected by the fuller revelation of the New Testament which follows it, but only perfected, extended, and enlarged.
B.B. Warfield 说呢，旧约呢就好比一间陈设非常丰盛的。 但灯光灰暗的房间，光的到来没有给房间添加新的内容，但光让人看清楚房间里的陈设。这些陈设呢，从前呢是模糊的，甚至是看不见的。所以神在旧约里的启示没有被新约中的更加清晰的启示所改变，而是被完善、被延展、被放大。
Peter writes to us about this privileged position that we have in order to encourage us.
彼得记下这些新约基督徒所处的优势的地位呢，是为了鼓励我们。We
have received the gospel message with a degree of clarity that even the Old Testament prophets longed to have.
我们领受到的福音呢，比之前旧约的先知们传讲的时候的福音呢。 他们渴望知道的福音的那种清晰度，我们有他们达不到的清晰度。The
gospel message of salvation planned, accomplished, and applied by our triune God is the very message of the Old Testament, the very message the Old Testament pointed forward to.
所以三一真神呢， 他的计划和成就的救赎的福音呢，是在旧约传讲和指向今天的福音。
And the gospel is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes.
这福音呢，就是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
So what an amazing comfort this is for us, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这对我们来说是何等奇妙的安慰啊！
We are recipients of what the saints of the Old Testament long to see.
我们领受的正是旧约圣徒们渴望见到的。
Of course, they weren't saved apart from Christ.
当然了，离开了耶稣基督，他们也不能得救。
They had Christ through promise and shadow.
他们拥有基督是在影子里的，是在应许里的。
But you have the substance, Jesus Christ, who is the fulfillment of all of these promises.
但是你们呢，却拥有耶稣的实质，就是那个已经应验了应许的基督。
And he is your faithful Savior given for you.
所以他是你忠诚的救主。
The prophetic message provided hope to faithful Israelites throughout the Old Testament times.
在整个旧约的时期，先知传讲的福音为忠诚的以色列人带来盼望。
However, the message of the prophets was particularly for those who lived at the climax of redemptive history.
然而这样的福音的消息，好消息呢，是尤其是针对那些生活在旧约历史，救赎历史的顶峰时期的人。
So much so that Peter even says that they were not serving themselves, but you.
正是因为如此，彼得呢，才在十二节里说，他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。
So let's look now at verse 12.
所以我们一起来看一下十二节。
It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, and the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven.Things into which angels longed to look.
十二节，他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事情不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们。天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
Part of what Peter wants to do here is to demonstrate to these Gentile Christians that the Old Testament scriptures are relevant even to them.
彼得呢，他还有另外一个目的。彼得呢，在教导那些外邦基督徒，旧约圣经也是为他们写的。
This epistle contains 46 quotations and allusions to the Old Testament in just 105 verses.
彼得的前后书呢，前后呢有46次直接或者间接的引用旧约的经文，涉及到旧约105节经文。
So far from being an outdated collection of writings for a different people and a different dispensation, the Old Testament scriptures are for us the authoritative word of God.
这可不是单纯的把旧约的经文堆积在一起，收集在一起，而是为不同的人群提供不同的配给。
So the prophets were serving a future generation.
所以呢，先知们呢，他们宣告的福音呢，是为将来的世代服务的。
And then Peter says to these Christians in Asia Minor, "You are that future generation."
那么他对亚细亚，彼得对亚细亚的听众说：“你们就是那些将来的世代。”
The prophecies were given so that when Christ came, he would be known to those who have faith.
那么之所以有这些预言的传讲呢，是为了当基督到来的时候呢，那些信他的人可以认出他来。
Well, Peter anticipates what they must be wondering at this point.
所以呢，彼得呢，知道他们脑子里想的什么事情。
When did the prophets serve us?
所以他们在想呢，先知们说的这些事情，什么时候才轮到我们呢？
Well, the prophets served them in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit.
先知说的这些信息轮到你呢，是在那靠着从天上差来的。圣灵传播福音给你们的人，将这些事报给你们。这个时候
，So Peter in doing this is equating the gospel message that had been preached in these churches with the message of the Old Testament prophets.
所以呢，保罗在做的这件事情呢，就是把他们使徒自己对这些亚细亚的教会宣讲的福音和旧约圣经里面先知所传讲的福音等同起来。
As he already showed us in verse 10, it's the same gospel, the same message of salvation that was promised in the Old Testament and then preached to them in Asia Minor.
就像他在第十节里面已经说得很清楚了，这是同一个福音，同一个救赎的好消息，和那些旧约的最早的预言的啊，同样的消息。
In doing this, Peter is claiming equality and authority between the gospel message that the apostles bring and the Old Testament scriptures.
这样说呢，彼得实际上他在宣告呢，他所传讲的福音的信息呢，与旧约圣经所传讲的福音有同等的权威。
2 Timothy 3:16 says that all scripture is God-breathed, and when Paul said that, he had particularly in mind the words of the Old Testament.
所以呢，在提摩太后书三章十六节里，保罗说圣经都是神所默示的。他在写这句话的时候，他当时想的是旧约圣经。
Then Peter now says that he, along with all the other apostles of the New Testament, have that same authority as they bring the New Testament in our canon.
所以呢，彼得在这里呢，他同时呢，他也宣称自己和其他的新约的使徒一样，他们所说的话，他们所带来的福音的信息，他们带入这些信息进入圣经的正典呢，和旧约呢，具有同等的效益。
They are bringing the message of the gospel by the power of the Holy Spirit who is sent from heaven.
使徒们传讲的福音呢，是借着天上圣灵的大能来传播的。
And these are the things into which angels long to look.
这些呢，就是这些天使也愿意详细查看的事。
So not just the prophets, but also the angels desire to peer into the things that these Christians were receiving in the preaching of the gospel.
所以呢，不光是先知，就是天使呢，也非常的渴望想了解这些基督徒他们在讲道当中获得的福音到底是什么。
Peter set out in this letter to give hope to these suffering Christians.
彼得的书信呢，给在受苦的基督徒呢带来盼望。
And so first he comforts us by showing that our suffering is not random.
他首先呢告诉我们呢，我们受的苦呢不是偶然的，他用这个来安慰我们。
It was planned, promised, and purposed long ago.
他说呢，受苦呢是在计划中的，是在应许中的，是早就定规的。
And he also wants to encourage us by showing us our privileged position to receive God's plan of salvation.
但同时呢，彼得也向我们展示，我们在神的救赎的计划当中呢，是处在一个优势的位置上。他希望以此来鼓励我们。
The ministry that we receive is the one that the prophets and even the angels longed to see and understand.
所以我们领受的事工，福音的事工，是先知和天使渴望看见、希望明白的事情。
So as we hear the gospel message through the preaching of both the Old and the New Testament, we have revealed to us God's amazing gift of salvation.
所以呢，当我们通过旧约和新约的圣道的宣讲来领受福音的时候，神向我们启示他奇妙的恩典和救赎的礼物。
So brothers and sisters, rejoice that God has revealed to us the gospel promise.
因此，弟兄姐妹们，为了神在福音里向我们启示的应许，欢喜快乐吧。
It's the promise of forgiveness of sins and eternal life.
这是赦罪。对罪的赦免的应许是永生的应许。
And these benefits are yours by faith alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, in the suffering and subsequent glories of Christ alone.
这些给你的应许，唯独靠着神的恩典，唯独凭着信心，唯独透过耶稣基督被害和他荣耀的复活才能成就。这应许已经是你的了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious God, you build the church on the foundation of the doctrine of the apostles and prophets.
我们满有恩慈的天父，你把你的教会建立在使徒和先知教导的基础上。
Jesus Christ being its chief cornerstone.
耶稣基督是他房角的基石。
We pray that you would bless our congregation to grow in their teaching.
我们祈求你祝福我们的会众，让他们在教义上长进。
Assist us in meditating with joy on your mighty acts.
帮助我们用喜乐的心时常思想你伟大的作为。
Enlighten our minds more and more with the light of the everlasting gospel.
用你永恒福音的光来照亮我们的心。
Kindle in our hearts a love of your truth.
在我们的心中点燃对你真理的爱。
Nourish us with the full counsel of the word of God.
用你全备的话语滋养我们。
Enable us to contend for the faith once for all delivered to the saints.
让我们能够为那一次永远交付给圣徒的信仰而抗争。
And defend us from the sins of heresy and schism.
保守我们免受异端和分裂罪恶的攻击。
Father, by your great blessing, may true doctrine be preserved among us.
父啊，靠着你伟大的祝福，愿真理的教义存留在我们中间。
And may it be propagated through us by our lips and lives.
愿福音的真理透过我们的嘴唇和我们生活的见证广传。
May this be for the glory of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
愿一切荣耀归于独一真神，圣父、圣子、圣灵。Amen.